you and your money. Most people accept that they cannot take it with them, but having made your money, the law will ensure that your will is carried out, provided that you have lived like a monk, avoided relationships, sexual or otherwise, had no children, even in the moment of weakness, and refused to give any money away to anyone. If you fail to do any of this, a claim can be made against your estate by a spouse, child, or a dependent on the basis that you did not make adequate provision for the claimant's proper maintenance, education, and advancement in life. Depending on the jurisdiction, your children may now include adopted children and stepchildren. Your spouse may include your de facto and or civil partner. In fact, anyone, male or female, that you have shacked up with for, say, 2 years or more. Again, depending on the jurisdiction, the claim may only be against your estate, which does not include property held as joint tenants, for example, your home, insurance policies, superannuation, and trusts. Unless there are good reasons for the delay, a claim must be made within a certain time after your death, for example, 9 months. The court will determine if you have made adequate provision for a claimant, taking into account all the circumstances, including the applicant's financial position, the size of your estate, the relationship that the claimant had with you, or lack of it, and the other deserving people that you have left behind. The court will not make an order in favour of claimants who have enough money of their own. This tends to be rare, especially in the case of children. Also, the court can bar undeserving claimants. Needy prodigal sons are in with a chance to get something. The stronger their need, the more reprehensible their conduct must be before a court will disentitle them altogether. Claimants who have persisted in an unreasonable claim, especially where the estate is quite small, can be ordered to pay costs. The good news is that they must all wait until you are dead, and that there is no rush.